Hey there, welcome to the program. My name is Gary Zimek, so glad to have you stop by. This week on the show, for the next 30 minutes, we're going to take a look at the Mass readings for the 21st Sunday in Ordinary Time. The message that I'm seeing after reading through these scriptures and praying over them, choosing to follow Jesus. I know, it sounds like a no-brainer, doesn't it? Choosing to follow Jesus. Of course, I'm a Christian. That's what I do. I follow Jesus. But I'm going to say this when it comes to following Jesus. There's following Jesus, and there's following Jesus, right? I mean, you know what that means. For all of us, it can be challenging. And even when we are baptized Christians, you have these choices throughout the day that involve either you saying yes to Jesus or yes to someone or something else. These often what we consider trivial or minor decisions, some of them are not so minor, but if we're truly to be followers of Jesus, are we willing to follow him wherever he leads? That doesn't always mean making a decision as far as circumstances go. People who are sick, are dealing with various illnesses, chronic illnesses, sometimes not so chronic, but illness is one of those things that we don't choose. It happens. And many other sets of circumstances, such as financial difficulties, even relationship problems, these are things that we don't necessarily choose, but even though these are involuntary crosses, you know, we didn't choose them, we can still make the choice to follow Jesus by embracing our cross, even if we can't control our circumstances. No matter what's happening around us or to us, we always have the ultimate ability to choose to accept whatever these circumstances are, right? It's a matter of the will. It's the one thing you and I have control over in life is our will. And that's where this carrying the cross and following Jesus matter really becomes important. And where we really have to make that decision. Am I going to just grit my teeth and bear it? Or am I going to complain about something that I don't like? Or am I going to follow Jesus and say, yes, Lord, I accept this cross? And you know, sometimes we do have a decision to make. There are circumstances in life which we do have input to. Am I going to give this person a call? Am I going to forgive them? Am I going to volunteer to help somebody in need? You know, these are examples of making choices. Following Jesus involves making a decision. So many things in life involve following, choosing to follow Jesus. And that's what I hope we all, and I say we all because I hope I get this out of the program too. I hope we all get this out of the show today. A better understanding for the numerous ways that we have in life to follow Jesus, to make that choice to follow Jesus. Because you know what? We have free will. We have free will. And the Lord allows us to choose to not follow him. That's what sin is. Sin is choosing to not follow the Lord. Follow ourselves, our passions instead. So we have the ability to do that. Are we willing to choose Jesus? Not just on Sundays, not just in name only, but choosing to follow him all of the time. That's what we're going to talk about on the show today. Thanks again for stopping by. I'm really excited that we have the ability to talk about these readings. 21st Sunday in Ordinary Time already. You and I have talked in the past. There's 33 Sundays in Ordinary Time. Then the 34th Sunday is the Solemnity of Christ the King. Then after that, we're into Advent. We end one liturgical year. We begin a new one. So, you know, I'm not trying to depress you if you're just enjoying your summer and you're really don't want to think about the winter and Advent. But, you know, we are winding down the church year, and I think it's a good idea to at least know where we stand to get an idea of, okay, this is where the church is leading us right now. That's one of the beautiful things about being Catholic is the fact that we have these guidelines given to us by the church, and the readings follow a definite pattern. And when we get into Advent, we'll be choosing to, the church will lead us and help us to prepare to welcome Jesus more deeply into our lives. But right now, in ordinary time, we are, the gospel this week will be continuation of what we've had over the past couple of weeks, the bread of life discourse. Jesus talking last week about, I am the bread of life. If you want eternal life, you need to eat this bread. So we'll continue on with that discourse in the gospel today. And of course, the main challenge for us, and it was the main challenge for those people who listened to Jesus and decided to walk away during after that bread of life discourse, the main challenge for us is, am I going to choose to follow Jesus and choose repeatedly over and over to continue to ratify that decision, if you want to call it that. All right, so let's pray, and then we'll get right on to the Mass readings. Please join me in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Father in heaven, thank you for being present with us right now. Father, it's nice to be able to just pause from the hectic pace of life, to pause no matter where we are. First, recognize that you are here with us, and also to recognize your power, your compassion, your infinite mercy, and your desire to get involved personally in our lives. You prove that, Father, ultimately by sending Jesus into our world to redeem us, to save us from the power of death. Through the work of Jesus, Father, you transformed death into something beautiful. Father, as we pray to you now, we thank you for creating us. We thank you for sustaining our lives. We thank you for enabling us to call you Father because you adopted us. Father, we ask that you accept all of our intentions today. Accept them. We give them to you. We ask you to answer them in the best way possible. And we pray for the grace to accept whatever your answer it is, whatever your answer is. We also pray for the grace to avoid doing anything that would displease you today, or to the grace to do those things that you want us to do, but that we really don't want to do. So whether we're sinning by omission or commission, we don't want to do it. We want to do what you want, but we can't do it without your help. Please help us. Father, I ask you to give me the words today. Pour out your Holy Spirit upon me so that I can deliver your message and not my own message. And please open all of our minds and all of our hearts so that we will hear what you have to say this day and be willing to put it into practice. And as we always do, Father, we ask these things in the mighty name of Jesus, your Son and our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, God, forever and ever. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Well, as always, thank you for praying with me. I'm grateful that you decided to stop on by today. My name is Gary Zimak, and if you want to find out more about my work, please visit my website, followingthetruth.com. If you want to sign up for my daily email reflection, Let Not Your Heart Be Troubled, you can do it by going to followingthetruth.com. If you want to find out about my books, followingthetruth.com is the place to go for that as well. Just a reminder that in the not-too-distant future, again, I'm not rushing things, but my new Advent book, Find Peace in Advent, that is now officially released. It's from Ave Maria Press. It's officially released, but, you know, it's not Advent yet. It's a little too early to speak, at least on this show, about Advent, but just know that the book is coming, and you will hear more about it. You might want to pick up your copy now so that you'll be able to have it during Advent. There's always this a bit of a supply and demand issue, at least with Amazon. And, you know, no matter where I try to send people to buy my books, and other authors have this problem, publishers are aware of it as well. I can send you to the publisher website. In this case, it's Ave Maria Press is the publisher. But a lot of people, it's just the way it is, they go to Amazon. Amazon does not get Lent. They're getting a little better, but they don't fully understand Lent, and they don't fully understand the Advent season. So right now, and this happened with my book, Give Up Worry for Lent, a new book is released, Find Peace in Advent. if for some reason people are not buying the book, and quite often people are not buying Advent books right now, in the past what's happened, and this happened to me one year right before Lent, the Amazon shipped a number of copies of the book back to the publisher just before Lent, and then when Lent rolled around, everybody wanted to buy Give Up Worry for Lent. It was on, Amazon had to reorder the book. And there was a bit of a delay in getting them. And, you know, they're not necessarily tied into the liturgical seasons. They're not at all. So I tell you this because if you want to get a copy of Give Up, Find Peace in Advent, I'm sorry, now might be a good time to get it. They are in stock. You just put it aside for a few weeks, then we'll be ready to talk about it. But I just don't want to see a repeat of what happened with Give Up Worry for Lent. When Amazon looks at the book sales and says, well, this isn't really selling, so let's ship a bunch back to the publisher just in time for a bunch of orders to come in, and then they don't have the books. Anyway, check it out if you want to get a copy of Find Peace in Advent. But the best place to go for all the information about my website is about my ministry is followingthetruth.com. Alrighty, let's look at these readings for the 21st Sunday in Ordinary Time. As we always do on the program, we're going to look at the Gospel first. We'll start with the Gospel, and then I'm going to back up and go to the first reading, the Responsorial Psalm, and the second reading, and we'll see why the Church chose those readings to fit in with the Gospel. At least I hope we will. I'm going to ask the Holy Spirit to help me make that point. So as I said at the beginning of the show, this is a continuation of the Bread of Life discourse. Jesus talking about the necessity of eating his body and drinking his blood. John chapter 6. This week we're going to look at verses 60 through 69. Now remember, what the people heard about consuming the body of Jesus, it was shocking to them. They had never heard anything like this. Many of them were freaked out. They were scandalized. They didn't know what to do. And this gospel starts out this week with the information that many of Jesus' disciples who were listening said, this saying is hard. Who can accept it? Now remember, these are the supposed disciples, the people who are already committed to following him, are saying, wait a minute, this teaching is hard. Who can accept this? And since Jesus knew what his disciples were murmuring about this, he said to them, does this shock you? What if you were to see the Son of Man ascending to where he was before? It is the Spirit that gives life, while the flesh is of no avail. The words I have spoken to you are spirit and life, but there are some of you who do not believe. Jesus knew from the beginning the ones who would not believe and the one who would betray him. And he said, for this reason, I have told you that no one can come to me unless it is granted him by my Father. You see, not everybody is willing to exercise the faith given to them. Now, we receive faith for the first time when we're baptized. We get the gift of faith. But it's up to us to choose, again, that personal choice, to exercise that faith, to choose to pray, for instance, even when we don't feel like it, to choose to believe that Jesus Christ is present, body, blood, soul, and divinity in the Eucharist, even when it doesn't seem that way, to choose to believe that receiving the Eucharist or any of the sacraments really does have an impact on our lives, even when it might not feel that way. That's what faith is. It's choosing to believe that something God has revealed is true and then acting on that belief. You know, sometimes we think like, well, I don't have strong faith because I'm praying, but I'm kind of nervous. I don't feel like the Lord's going to answer. But you're praying. See, that's good. You're praying. You're exercising your faith in spite of your feelings. That's what faith is. That's what faith is. Let's wrap up this gospel now. As a result of this, what happened? As a result of this questioning, this is a hard saying. Who could believe it? As a result of this, many of his disciples returned to their former way of life and no longer accompanied him. Isn't that sad? Because Jesus told them something that they found hard to believe. They weren't willing to accept it by faith. They walked away. They walked away from Jesus. And then Jesus said to the 12, the apostles, do you also want to leave? And Simon Peter answered him, Master, to whom shall we go? You have the words of eternal life. We have come to believe and are convinced that you are the Holy One of God. And, you know, as I said at the start of the show, this isn't just strictly a matter of saying yes or no, I believe that the sacraments have power and that Jesus Christ acts through the sacraments and is present, body, blood, soul, and divinity in the Eucharist. It's bigger than that. It's choosing to follow Jesus and to say things such as, well, Jesus promised there's a place for me in heaven. I'm going to choose to believe that it's possible for me to get to heaven, that there is a heaven, and that it's really good, even though I have no way of proving it. A choice. Choosing to forgive that person who maybe hurt us in some way. Choosing to help that other individual who maybe is annoying. I don't want to help this person today. I want to watch TV. But I want to do what Jesus wants me to do. I want to be Jesus to that person. This teaching of the church, I find it difficult to accept, but I believe that Jesus founded the church based on what's been told me through Scripture, what I've heard through Scripture, and I'm going to accept this teaching, even though I find it hard or challenging. It doesn't even make sense to me. But I choose to trust Jesus. See, these are ways for us to exercise our faith and choose to follow Jesus at all times. Not always easy, because we do have free will, and we have a fallen human nature. This trips me up all the time in so many ways. I don't want to do this. I'm tired. I don't want to pray. I can't like that. But I've learned to force myself to pray. It sounds so wrong, but you know what? That's what love is. And in the second reading, which I'll tell you right now, fasten your seatbelts. This is one of those readings that always brings out the emotion in many individuals. But that's what love is. Love is choosing to do something for the good of another. And it always involves sacrifice, because I can't serve somebody else and serve myself at the same time. That's what love is. All right, let's look at this first reading now. Joshua chapter 24 begins in verse 1. Joshua gathered together all the tribes of Israel at Shechem, summoning their elders, their leaders, their judges, and all their officers. When they stood in ranks before God, Joshua addressed the people. If it does not please you to serve the Lord, decide today whom you will serve, the gods your fathers served beyond the river, or the gods of the Amorites, in whose country you are now dwelling. As for me and my household, we will serve the Lord. That choice given to the people. Look, you people, you can serve the one true God, or you can serve the pagan gods who are all the people around you are worshiping. The choice is yours. And then Joshua stands up and says, as for me and my household, we will serve the Lord. That's a choice. That's a conscious decision. But the people answered, far be it from us to forsake the Lord for the service of other gods. For it was the Lord our God who brought us and our fathers out of the land of Egypt, out of a state of slavery. He performed those great miracles before our very eyes and protected us along our entire journey and among the peoples through whom we passed. Therefore, we also will serve the Lord, for he is our God. See that conscious choice to serve the one true God, similar to the choice Jesus gave to those disciples listening to him during that Bread of Life discourse. Some stayed. Some said, you know what? This is too hard. I'm going to leave you, Jesus. And, you know, like, it's not always that black and white. Even Christians, as I said at the beginning, have to make this choice several times a day. Yeah, you're going to go to Mass on Sunday, maybe, but are you always going to do what the Lord wants you to do throughout the day? I don't. And that's why I thank God for the sacrament of confession. It's a great sacrament. It helps me. Because I can't be good without help. None of us can. When we think we can, that's pride. It's important for us to seek that help. The primary way that we receive grace to lead the life that Jesus wants us to live is through the sacraments. The responsorium, Psalm 34, taste and see the goodness of the Lord. I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall be ever in my mouth. Let my soul glory in the Lord. The lowly will hear me and be glad. You see that? I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise is ever going to be in my mouth. That's a choice. I will praise the Lord at all times, even when things are going bad in my life. Yeah, I can make that choice. Lord, I'm suffering right now, but I praise you for being with me and not allowing me to go through this on my own. I praise you, Jesus, for bringing good out of my suffering. I don't know how you're going to bring good out of it, but I trust you. I choose to trust you. See, a matter of choice. The Lord has eyes for the just and ears for their cry. The Lord confronts the evildoers to destroy remembrance of them from the earth. When the just cry out, the Lord hears them, and from all their distress he rescues them. The Lord is close to the brokenhearted, and those who are crushed in spirit he saves. Many are the troubles of the just one, but out of them all the Lord delivers him. He watches over all his bones. Not one of them shall be broken. Taste and see the goodness of the Lord. Yes, following Jesus and doing the will of the Father requires sacrifice. We're going to have to put aside our own pleasure. Doesn't mean you'll never have pleasure in your life, but some of it's going to have to be put to the side. Because again, you can't serve yourself and serve others at the same time. You just can't do it. So whereas we can absolutely experience pleasure in this life, there is a time for sacrifice. This isn't heaven. We have the choice. Maybe not to change our circumstances, as I said earlier, but to accept our cross out of love. Not just accept it, but embrace it out of love for Jesus. And help him to carry his cross, to literally to share in his mission. All right, let's get to this second reading. Again, this is one of those that people sometimes get bent out of shape about, but I'm going to try to do my best to explain. This is a good, very powerful message. It's all about love, sacrificial love. St. Paul's letter to the Ephesians, chapter 5, verses 21 through 32. Be subordinate to one another out of reverence for Christ. Okay, so far so good. Wives should be subordinate to their husbands as to the Lord. All right, now I know that's a big, when this is proclaimed at Mass, you see a lot of elbowing taking place. And look, this is not slavery. This is not a husband ruling his wife. It better not be. That's not what this is about. Wives should be submissive to their husbands as to the Lord. The husband, technically, even though it doesn't happen in many instances, should be the spiritual head of the household. That's the way it was. I mean, it's the way the Lord designed it. It doesn't mean both spouses don't have input. They absolutely do. But sometimes somebody has to make a decision. But it's done out of reverence to Christ, out of love. And there's also the sentence that follows. That's very important. For the husband is head of his wife, just as Christ is head of the church, he himself, the Savior of the body. So we're talking about husbands being willing to give up their lives, as you're going to hear, out of love for their wives. It works both ways. It works both ways. This is not selfish at all. This is love. As the church is subordinate to Christ, so wives should be subordinate to their husbands in everything. Now, again, we got to remember, this was written 2,000 years ago. You got to look at it with a different set of eyes and understand that the church would never condone husbands treating their wives as slaves. That's not what this is about. Husbands, and here we go again, the other side of the coin. Husbands, love your wives, even as Christ loved the church and handed himself over for her to sanctify her, cleansing her by the bath of water with the word, that he might present to himself the church in splendor, without spot or wrinkle or any such thing, that she might be holy and without blemish. And as a husband, and I fail at this more often than I'd like to admit, I'm responsible for doing what's right for my family, my wife and my children. I try to be a spiritual leader for them and set a good example and protect them. And sometimes I have to say things that I'd rather not say, maybe things they don't want to hear. But it's done out of love. It should be. And again, I don't always get it right, but I know what my role is. Let's see. So also husbands should love their wives as their own bodies. He who loves his wife loves himself. For no one hates his own flesh, but rather nourishes and cherishes it, even as Christ does the church, because we are members of his body. For this reason, a man shall leave his father and his mother and be joined to his wife, and the two shall become one flesh. This is a great mystery, but I speak in reference to Christ and the church. Now, when we look at this, the first question might be, well, what does this have to do with choosing to follow Jesus? Well, here's the thing that comes to mind for me. Remember what drove the people? And this is a typical problem when it comes to faith and exercising our faith. What drove the people to leave Jesus in the gospel we read today? This is a hard teaching. Who can accept this? Look at this. This second reading. You think this is an easy teaching in today's society? No. You think it's easy to love someone else so much that you're willing to die for them? No. With our fallen human nature, this is very difficult. So this is one of those cases where we need to rely on our faith and say, you know what, Jesus? I don't always understand this. It doesn't always make sense to me. But I'm going to choose to believe that if you're telling me this in the scriptures, that this is the way I'm supposed to live, that I do have to put my family first, that I do have to do things that are sometimes unpleasant for me. And I'm going to choose to follow you, Jesus. That's what it's all about. Well, we are just about out of time. I'm going to encourage you to make that choice to follow Jesus throughout the rest of this week. Thank you so much for listening, and I look forward to joining you next time on the program. Bye-bye now.